This call may be recorded. Press 1 to accept. This call may be recorded. Press 1 to accept. This call may be recorded. Press 1 to accept.
I'm not trying to call and make you sad. I thought you were trying to tell me something. Huh?
No.
Okay, it sounded like you were saying something when you
lied. You lied about Aaron Bell. You lied about Aaron Bell. You're a liar.
I didn't lie about Aaron Bell.
You did. You said that he convinced me that you have psychological problems, and that makes you a liar, and I think that it's from Satan.
I'm going to go. This is obviously not helping you, and I'm not trying to get anything out of you.
You're trying to put me in a situation where you can convince a couples counselor that you are as committed to working on this as I am. And you can convince a couples counselor that I just need to see how genuine you are in loving me. And that I need to trust you and get back into a very vulnerable position of having you live in a house with me. So don't tell me you're not trying to get anything out of me. You're strategically assassinating the character of people who have gotten to see your abuse of me firsthand.
The what?
And you're strategically assassinating the character of people who have seen your abuse of me firsthand to alienate us from their accountability. And you're strategically employing...
Actually, you're lying. Pattern that the professionals
you're lying.
That I've employed...
You're lying. You're lying to selected professionals. You lied to Nathan. You lied to Ted.
I haven't lied
liar.
To Nathan.
You are strategically lying to professionals.
I haven't lied to Nathan.
You can actually be in our house with us 24/7. You are strategically lying to professionals in order to get the response you want, which is alienate your wife from the input and the accountability of people who have seen your abuse firsthand. That's
no,
what
they,
you told no, them that they...
They proactively offered that advice that frequently is a dysfunctional situation, that they see that more often than
but
not.
Ours was not, Dustin.
And,
ours was not.
Well,
ours was not.
I don't
ours
agree with
was
that.
Victimization of me. It is extraordinarily gaslighting for you to tell me that Aaron convinced me you have psychological problems. That is extraordinarily. No, Dustin. No. You are
there,
the one who psychologically
Aaron,
abused me. I know, but you were the one who was doing it, not Aaron. You, Dustin
I didn't say anything
Nupo.
About it. You guys
you,
did.
Justin Nupo, yes, you were the one who was behaving pathologically toward me. You. All by yourself. You were the one who was victimizing
well,
me.
I'm behaving pathologically towards you, but you're not saying that I have pathological problems.
saying that when I finally in December said that we need to look at like some kind of psychiatric something, it has been going on for months. I have been a victim of it for months. I have been trying to understand why would somebody say, I don't love you and I never love you. Why would somebody, when I try to have sex with him, say, you don't understand, it's not just about the physical for me. Why would somebody say, I really do love Julie? Why would somebody say, I really do think that she would be happy with Chad? Like, I know, I'm just saying, like, some of, if you look at the entire pattern of everything that you said to me for months, it was bizarre. There was nothing about that.
I don't think that any of the psychology professionals that I've been involved with, that I've spoken to, think that any of that is that bizarre. And it, I don't think that any of them see that as bizarre.
And as you said, they're abusers too.
What?
Do you have any idea how gaslighting this is, what you do with me right now? Any idea?
Well, I can get off the phone. I
victimizing me by denying the reality that I experienced at your hands. I was the one who was victimized by you.
I'm not saying that I should have said those things or even felt
them. But now you're trying to convince me that Aaron was the one who convinced me of it.
I was there, Aaron. You guys convinced each other, talked about it. It's not an appropriate way for a pastor to give psychological counseling that they're not qualified to even be involved in.
He told you to get a full evaluation. You should have done it instead of waiting.
I did do it, and
No, you didn't. You scheduled with somebody who was months out.
They're all months out, Aaron.
I'm just saying, he didn't do anything wrong. He was not trying to be your psychologist. He was trying to tell you that you were in sin, and he was right.
Doing a very good job.
That's not true. You're just trying to gaslight me. You're just trying to take anybody who's seen you abuse firsthand and make me question their rightness. He saw it with his own eyes, and I don't need you to gaslight me about it. He just saw it with his own eyes, and you're just going to have to deal with that. You're just going to have to deal with the fact
it would be really good for him to describe it in a way that I can have.
He described it in real time as it was happening. He confronted you with it.
No, I mean now, so that I can give it to a counselor so that somebody can characterize it to somebody that can actually help me, that's actually trained.
Then you should go to him and repent. You should go to him and you should repent of assassinating his character. Because he's right. Yes, you have. You're lying about him.
I've accurately described his actual actions.
You're lying about him in so many ways.
No, I'm not.
You lie about your pastor just because he saw you abuse your wife. It's not right for you to make these things
I think that that's highly debatable whether he saw that, and I think it's highly debatable whether he can describe the so-called abuse in a way that anybody else can understand.
It's not right. He didn't do anything wrong. It's not right for you to try to make people think it's this unhealthy dynamic where he gets involved in something he has no business being involved in. It's not right for you to make people
completely
think that
one of our other pastors has characterized it that way. All the psychology professionals I have talked to have said that it's a familiar problem to them. And that they never recommend it.
That's not what happened here.
Jackie Hayes intentionally didn't get involved in any of it because he saw it coming as a problem.
That's not what happened here.
Jackie Hayes described it. Described his intentionality and not doing it.
No, it wasn't. You're just sad that there was a crack in your perfect world, just protecting us from anybody ever seeing what you really do to me behind closed doors. And you just want a fresh start, and you just have to cast him out because he knows too much. And this is the way that you do it, by saying that he was involved in a familiar pattern of irresponsible counseling. He was never wrong about anything. He never gave you any advice that you should have followed. And he definitely did not convince me that you have psychological problems.
Yeah. He didn't attempt to get us involved with somebody that was trained to deal with.
He didn't attempt to get us into marital counseling, and that would have been inappropriate. He saw you abusing me, and you needed
nobody,
to stop. You needed
nobody
to
that
held
I have
accountable
spoken
to
thinks that that's accurate.
Because they don't know. Like, you understand that you're specifically
thank
even
you.
Listening to people
yep.
who haven't.
All right. Thank you. Yep.
You've got to stop gaslighting me with all these people who don't even know. You've got to stop.
Okay.
It's abusive.
I've invited you into my personal counseling sessions. I've invited you to go to marriage counseling, which is what the
That's
abuse hotline
That's
recommended that we do.
That's not true. That's
yes, it
not
is.
True. It's not true.
Yes, it is
that
true.
If I talked to your counselor, he would think that it was inappropriately intrusive, just like Nathan.
I told you he invited you to talk to him and that it's not yet.
So, but right now, I have to listen to this idea that Aaron Bell was irresponsible for not referring us
to
a professional.
You don't have to be on the phone.
And you're quoting.
That's my opinion.
You're quoting
all these
people who have never seen you abuse me, and you're expecting me to think that they are adequate evidence
that Aaron
was irresponsible.
They've only seen you to the extent that you participated when we invited you. Hey.
Yeah, this is plenty of shifting. As soon as I talked to Nathan, you switched to a counselor who wouldn't talk to me.
What?
I said as soon as I finally told Nathan what you had done, you switched counselors. None of this is my fault.
That was because
fault.
We both agreed that he was an ineffective counselor.
You can't keep blaming me for being victimized by you. No, everything you did on me.
I don't blame things that I do on you, Aaron.
You do. Dude, you blame it all on me.
What am I blaming on you?
I've been blamed for everything you've ever done.
Honey, I'm not helping you right now, and that grieves me, and but you're right, we just need to not be talking right now, I wish. I wish that it wasn't like that.
That's not true. I know that you're lying because you're latching on to saying your mantra. I'll do anything you ask me to do. I'm doing everything you've asked me to do, which is terrifically gaslighting to somebody who is looking at you knowing that you're not doing the things I'm asking you to do.
You're talking about the money? I told you that I was having trouble doing that. I didn't say that I wouldn't do it.
What money?
The only money? What are you talking about?
What only money? What only
money? Is in an account to pay for my lawyer that you want me to fire?
Oh, okay. There's one example. Obviously, you knew about that when you told me.
What?
That you were doing
what?
You knew about that example of you not doing something I've asked you to do when you are still saying.
I've already
mantra.
Committed
you're
to doing it.
It's a gaslighting mantra, Dustin, for you to keep repeating, I'm doing everything you asked me to do. That is gaslighting. That is psychological.
You and I have discussed it, and I'm committed to doing it. I call that doing it.
I know, but you don't need to repeat over and over, I'm doing everything you asked me to do.
And I just pop it in the back.
Like, if it were true that you were doing everything that I've asked you to do, then you wouldn't need to say that mantra over and over to hypnotize me into believing you're doing everything you've asked me to do. I would just know it because I would see you doing things I asked you to do. But as it is, you're not actually doing things I asked you to do, and so I'm being required to question my own reality. I'm being required to see with my own eyes you're not doing things and hear with my own ears you're not doing things. But believe in my brainwashed mind that you are doing things. That is psychologically abusive. Like, let me believe the truth. Let me believe what I see. You know I asked you to make a list of things there about, but that were untrue.
I was really exhausted and I fell asleep. I'm sorry.
2 days in a row?
Yes.
And when you got up in the morning?
I was late for work.
2 days in a row?
Yes. But I mean, I'm reluctant to even do that because you're obviously not going to be of the same opinion as me on that.
It's not a matter of opinion. It's a matter of you. It's a matter of making up things he said that he didn't really say. It's a matter of you attributing quotes to him that he never quoted. It's a matter of yes, it's a house of cards, Dustin.
Okay, so you still want me to do that even though we're going to have that debate?
It's this elaborate conceptualization of his unprofessionalism that is akin to so many situations that they see it all the time. It's such a common dynamic for any
pastor. Even one of our other pastors
just like that.
Intentionally avoided getting involved because of that.
Are you talking about Jackie Hayes? Are you talking about Jackie Hayes?
Yes.
You understand Jackie Hayes does not want to touch us with a 10-foot pole because he sees how dangerous you are?
Well, he talked to me and he told me that, so take it or leave it. I'm just telling you something that actually happened.
Yeah, you understand that Jackie Hayes doesn't want to touch you with a 10-foot pole.
Okay,
you understand
that's
he's,
probably most
you understand, yeah, you know why?
Yes, I do, from his own words.
No, because he thinks that you're making up that he said stuff he didn't say. He thinks that you'll take his words and spin it into drama.
He says
that he doesn't recall saying to you. Let me check my records here.
You have records. Go ahead and send them to me because that's extremely interesting.
Nope. Jackie Hayes is scared of you, and I can tell. And I don't blame him. Because he sees what you're doing to Aaron, and he doesn't want it to happen to him.
Jackie Hayes said that he pretty much agreed with me with my analysis of what happened with Aaron. So
I told him, Dustin's claiming that you specified he should fight for 50-50 time sharing, and Jackie Hayes said, I don't recall saying that.
Well,
Jackie Hayes said, I don't recall saying that.
That's another piece of evidence that getting our church involved in...
it's a piece of evidence that you are an abuser. Jackie Hayes has been burned over and over and over and over and over. And he can sense a guy like you a mile away, and he knows what you can do to tear church leadership to shreds. He sees it, and he's terrified.
When I saw Jackie, he said that their handling of it was not what he would choose and that he intentionally was avoiding it and that he agreed with my concerns and that I should get 50-50 custody of our children and that's what he recommended when his family got divorced. I know you're saying he said that he didn't. Obviously, I was the one that was there, and you weren't. You're going to believe whatever your interpretation of what he said is.
Okay.
I'm going to believe what he actually told me. I'm not going to imagine that he
What I'm saying is that that is not a person who knows our situation. That's a person who is too scared of you to get involved in our situation.
That's a person who thinks it's inappropriate to get involved in our situation.
Because he's scared of you.
No, because he has pastoral experience and has seen how inappropriate it plays out. And his experience jives with the experience of everybody else that's been involved in similar situations on which that docked. So it's clear that you don't agree with that, and it's clear to me that that's how I feel and that that's how every experienced person that I've interacted with feels about it. So when I say Aaron Bell behaved inappropriately, it makes sense because he's not experienced. He's not a professional.
He's handled it professionally.
I know that you agree with him, and therefore that's who you're comfortable with, and I understand that. This isn't something that we agree about, that don't like making you sad arguing with you about it.
It's to your children's detriment that you decide that you're going to label him as inexperienced and unprofessional simply on the basis of he got to see you abuse me.
You are welcome to come see my counselor, and
you are welcome to take the advice of all of my several professional counselors today threatening me that if I talk to your counselor, he's going to think that that's highly suspicious.
I did not threaten you. That is false.
You're telling me that if I go talk to your counselor, he's going to see that as me being intrusive.
Well, that's actually just in my opinion. It's not a threat. The threat would be like,
I'm going to take this action based on your action.
I'm not going to take any action.
What am I supposed to do with that?
Just put it as information that I'm providing you based on things that have already happened based on your action.
How do you expect me to feel by telling me that if I talk to your counselor, he's going to think that that's highly suspicious and intrusive?
You should feel like I care about your input and I want it to be taken seriously, and so I'm trying to get it in a way that will be the most
helpful. Anybody that you
helpful.
Listen to right now, Dustin, I'm completely isolated from anybody you listen to. And you're saying it's highly important that you have an opportunity to charm people and convince them of your way of seeing things so that when I cry in front of them,
I cannot understand what you're saying. What did you say?
I'm saying this is really, really unfair to me to be this isolated from anybody you'll listen to.
I literally invited
you
to participate.
Tell me. But you just told me that if I talk to him, then he's going to lose respect for my input. So I'm completely isolated.
If you want to talk to him now, I will ask him if he will talk to you now. I'm just telling you what I think his reaction to that is going to be. He said he would like to talk to you. I would like you to talk to him, and I said that.
Is he allowed to talk to Aaron?
Yes. Better watch out. He's a Catholic.
What, Catholics like domestic violence?
You understand he can't even see me until the 26th?
that this is a person who knows exactly the thing about how you treat me behind closed doors. It's going to take him at least 3 hours.
Okay. It doesn't sound like a problem to me.
Because today you're abusing me.
Well, then we won't talk until we do that.
Do what?
So we get to counseling where you can participate.
I know. That's not for a victim to be in counseling with their abuser. I don't know why this is so hard to hear.
I can't understand you.
These people who tell you to go to couples counseling, they think that you have marital problems.
I thought you were just complaining that you couldn't interact with my counselor.
That is the one person in the world whose advice you're going to take. You shouldn't be doing that when they are isolated from being able to see what's really happening in your life. When your view of what's happening is completely warped and completely, completely lacking in the details that show your abusive nature. And when your time with these people, you portray yourself as humble and submissive and sacrificial and codependent and all these things, they can't see it. So it makes zero sense to listen to any of their advice about the situation. They couldn't possibly have it more backwards, and that's not their fault. But it makes no sense to be listening to the counsel of people with that little information.
I've given them as much information as I could possibly give them.
Including lies.
I'm going to stop going to counseling, and I did not lie to them.
If you told them that your pastor told your wife that you have psychological problems, yeah, you lied. You lied.
I was there.
You lied. So you lied. You lied. Now, maybe we were picking up on things that were a little bit perplexing, but that doesn't mean that Aaron convinced me you have psychological problems. It means that your behavior was really crazy, and everybody was really confused.
Okay. I gotta go. My boss is here.
Bye.